Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Okay, what a night last night to celebrate film. And of course, the great and the good all gathered together for the Empire Awards 2017. So I would imagine with a very sore head after a very late night, let's welcome the Empire editor, Terry White. Morning, Terry.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Was it a late night? Was it a good night?
It was an amazing night. About midnight, I think that's fairly respectable.
Oh, isn't it just? Who did you have there? What special guests attended the awards?
So we had Tom Hiddleston, Felicity Jones, Sir Patrick Stewart, Sir Ian McKellen. It was an amazing room full of people. Dame Joan Collins even came and presented an award for us.
Wow. How's Joan Collins these days?
Amazing. I mean, honestly, that woman must have been frozen at some point. She looks incredible. She's an absolute national icon. I saw both Sir Patrick Stewart and Sir Ian McKellen both kind of stand and give her a round of applause as she came in. So there was a lot of love in the room for Dame Joan last night.
Now, it's the 22nd time these awards have been held, isn't it? How important is it to some of the those involved or some of those who are up as nominees?
It's really, really important because we're the only awards ceremony anywhere in the world that's voted for by fans. So, you know, you have the Academy and you have these people, you know, decide that for people. But we're the only people who throw it open to actual film fans. So this is not decided by us. This is decided by them. And what you will find is that actually the films that triumph are the films that actually packed out cinemas last year.
Right. Let's start with the Legend Award. There was a bit of a surprise moment on stage, wasn't there, when this was actually handed over? Tell us about Ian McKellen and Sir Patrick Stewart.
Oh, so this was beautiful. And actually, there'd been an occasion in the past where Sir Patrick Stewart had presented an award to Sir Ian McKellen. So when we decided that this year we wanted to honour Sir Patrick Stewart with the Legend Award, there was only one person we wanted to present that to him. And they're great friends. They go way back. And he came onto stage and he announced Sir Patrick Stewart. And as they handed over the award, they had a little smooch, which was really lovely to see. And they, you know, they have a genuine long-standing friendship. And the warmth between them on stage was incredible, absolutely incredible. It was a very special moment. I think I still have goosebumps this morning.
Oh, big kiss on the lips. Some lovely pictures actually on the Empire website this morning. Yeah. Go online, empireonline.com. There's some great pictures of the guys.
There really is. And they went in the photo booth afterwards. So there's them kind of in the photo booth. There's them on stage. They were really great. And their genuine friendship and warmth kind of shone through. And I don't think actually there was a dry eye in the house by the end of the evening.
So I'm presuming Best Film was the one that everyone was looking at. This was by no means clear-cut before the awards. Would you have expected Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, to take this?
You know what? I had my suspicions, and this is the thing with the three Empire Awards, is that at the Oscars you have, you know, things like La La Land, which was in the running, but I know the Empire readers, and they absolutely love Star Wars. It means something really special to them. And they loved Rogue One. And it was the biggest film at the UK box office last year. So when it comes down to pure like fan power, I absolutely thought they would come out in their droves, and they did. And Rogue One took home Best Film and Best Director and Best Actress. So the big three, really.
Scooped up. Absolutely. I mean, a great film as well.
Yes, fantastic film. And we know that this is something the Empire readers love, and that this is something that they would come out and vote for. And we had Gareth Edwards, the director of Rogue One, in the room. We had Felicity Jones in the room. And they were both absolutely over the moon to win the big awards on the night last night.
What was Felicity Jones working on now?
I don't know, actually. That is a really good question. I think she might be having a well-deserved break because she had A Monster Called last year, which also won last night for Best Sci-Fi and Fantasy. And obviously she did Theory of Everything in 2015. So she actually had three major films within the space of, 18 months, I think. So we were really glad she could join us last night. But yes, I think she might be having a well-deserved little rest.
Well, she won the Actress Award ahead of Natalie Portman in Jackie, Amy Adams' Arrival, who was brilliant in that, Emma Stone, La La Land, again, exceptional, and Ruth Negger in Loving as well. So that was a category. If you look at that, you think, wow, they're five really sort of strong competitors for the Best Actress.
Absolutely, and it was a really strong field this year. And actually, I think across the whole awards, It was incredibly competitive. But again, you know, the power of Star Wars is huge. And Felicity, you know, we always see a lot of love for British actresses. We are, you know, a British magazine. And people love being able to reward kind of homegrown talent. We saw that with the Best Actor Award that went to Eddie Redmayne for Fantastic Beasts, beating out Ryan Gosling for La La Land, beating out Ryan Reynolds for Deadpool. But again, you kind of get this swell of people really wanting to reward British talent and British films. And again, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them was the second biggest grossing film at the UK box office last year. So we definitely saw a correlation between winners and the films that actually did pack out cinemas last year.
I'm quite glad that Daniel Blake got recognised. Dave Johns, winner of Best Male Newcomer. Such a stunning film. Really important, I think, that a film like that makes it on, not just makes it onto the shortlist, but wins an award on the night.
Yeah, and we've, you know, at Empire, we've been championing and Daniel Blake since the start, really. We've run a couple of stories on them. I've interviewed Ken Loach and all of the cast. And this was a really important British film last year that had something really important to say and actually really did connect with people. And yeah, Dave Johns walked away with Best Male Newcomer, which I think he found very funny, bearing in mind he's 61 years old. And it also took away Best British Film, which is a huge category with some huge competition. And, you know, I could tell they were really overwhelmed and so thrilled that they actually got to walk away with that and beat some really big competition. Hayley Squires, who's obviously in the film with Dave, collected the award. She read out a lovely message from Ken Loach, who was otherwise engaged last night. But yeah, a really lovely, lovely, special, important moment in the room last night to see Daniel Blake recognised in that way.
Come on, which award did you give out, Terry?
Oh, well, I co-hosted last night.
The whole thing?
Yes.
Absolutely amazing.
I know.
Bit of nerves?
No, it was all right, actually. It was a room full of love. It was a room full of beautiful people. But we did have, I did actually hand over one award myself, which was to Luc Besson, the French director who we honoured with the Empire Inspiration Award, which is always given to a filmmaker with a significant body of work who's really helped to shape the film industry as we know it right now. And obviously, you know, he's done Leon, he's done Nikita, Subway, he's got Valerian coming out this summer. I handed that over last night. And again, a beautiful moment in the room. He's a hugely important director. And we were absolutely thrilled to be able to honour him in that way.
Oh, I think it's amazing, as Luc Besson. Some of his work's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You also gave out a Hero Award. What does this mean, a Hero Award? Tom Hiddleston.
So it's a contemporary actor, somebody kind of a little bit younger, but who's already within a short space of time really created an incredible body of work. And, you know, it's only 5 years ago that Tom Hiddleston won Best Newcomer, and he's already winning the Empire Hero Award, which I think is really significant because Tom, in those 5 years, has come to dominate both the big screen and the small screen. He also won last night for The Night Manager for Best TV Series. And, you know, Kong Skull Island opened in cinemas, taking huge amounts of money just 2 weeks ago. So we really feel that Tom has become a really, really important actor really quite quickly, and that actually he's somebody who we're going to see create some incredible films and TV shows over the next couple of decades. So, yeah, we were thrilled to be able to kind of have him with us last night. It was awarded to him by Hugh Laurie, who he's obviously in The Night Manager with, who was incredibly funny on stage, handing over the gong. Tom seemed very touched by the honour.
What a brilliant night. I bet you left last night feeling, I don't know, just absolutely uplifted by the whole thing. If you go through all those movies, then you're in that room with all that incredible talent. I bet you left feeling quite sort of upbeat about the whole cinema world.
Yeah, and, you know, we knew last year was a good year for cinema, but there's nothing like gathering everybody in a room and seeing everybody come together and taking a moment to really reflect on what a brilliant year it was. And for so many different kinds of films, as you say, you know, Daniel Blake, a really socially significant film, up there with Rogue One and Fantastic Beasts, which are much more popcorn movies, but did huge things for the British film industry. I think it's a really great point every single year to kind of look around and go, wow, we actually, film is absolutely brilliant.
Just found a picture of Joan Collins from last night. 83 years old. That is remarkable, isn't it?
Can you believe it? And look at her. She looks amazing. Amazing. She was like 5 feet away from me and I really wanted to give her a hug, but I don't think she was up for it. But she was an absolute legend the entire evening. And yeah, she handed out, you know, one of the big awards of the evening, which was best film. And, you know, to have her there handing it over to Felicity Jones and Gareth Edwards for Rogue One. That was probably a scene I never imagined I would see in my lifetime.
Steve Hothersall's kickoff.
This is Radio City Talk.